are the champion. The one that holds the line and finishes the mission. Everything that you want is within your grasp. You wake up in the morning ready to dominate the day. And every step taken is with purpose and integrity. Because you were not put on this planet to live a mediocre existence. You were here to conquer and make the biggest impact possible. Not only for yourself, but for your family and for your tribe. This world is a battlefield, but we will be victorious. This is the Norse mentality.
What's up, guys? I hope that you are having a glorious day. Today, me and Cowboy Cody here are going to talk about dealing with uncertainty, stepping into the unknown, and having the courage to make drastic decisions that are going to help you level up and change your life for the better. Now, the reason we're going to talk about this today is because so many people are paralyzed by this unknown, the uncertainty, that they don't do anything with their life. They just continue staying in their comfort zone. And because they stay in their comfort zone, the years go by and nothing has changed. They are not living life to the fullest. They are not reaching their true potential. And we have a responsibility on this podcast to try to help people get out of that rut, that hole that modern culture tries to put us in. Because in all reality, modern culture wants us to just remain mediocre and at this certain bottom level. But we know that you are capable of so much more. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Now, diving into this, the first thing that we need to tackle here is confidence. The reason that people do not make big decisions and move forward with them is because they lack confidence in themselves. They lack faith that everything is going to work out. And I think the reason for that is because they have not put in the reps yet, at least from personal experience, because this is actually something that I used to deal with. And whenever I started Norse, I realized that it was holding me back dramatically. I used to be that dude that would go to restaurants and it would take me 20 minutes to finally decide on what I was going to eat. And that's how I was with every decision in my life. I was like, oh, what do I do? What do I do? Like, I was overwhelmed. So the first thing I started doing to change this habit of mine, because that's all it is, it's a habit, was when I went to restaurants, I looked at the menu and the very first thing that popped into my head, I said, that's what I'm going to eat. And now it sounds silly, but I started putting in the reps. I started making decisions quickly. And then that carried over to every aspect of my life, whether if it's with business, my kid, my friends, my training, anything of the sort. The first decision I have, okay, this is where I need to go to move forward. I just execute on it. And that's why Jacob Davis calls me the godfather of execution, is because I don't think twice about this kind of shit anymore. But it used to not be that way. I used to be paralyzed by not knowing what decision to make. And because of that, I was staying in the exact same spot as well. Is this something you ever dealt with?
Absolutely. And I like that you brought up something super small, like a decision at a restaurant, because that's how it starts. You know, you start small and then you build your way up because, I mean, big decisions. Say, we'll just take our supplements, for example. Say you had to do that when you first started Norse. How would it have went?
It wouldn't have.
Yeah.
Because I did not have the confidence yet. Whereas in now, I know that we can do anything that we want to do. And the reason I believe that with absolute certainty is because we've done it so many times already. But that means starting small and putting in the reps to build that confidence in yourself. It's kind of like asking out a chick for the first time. It's nerve-wracking. But then after you do it a few times, you're like, this is not a big deal anymore. You're just putting in the reps. When it comes to making decisions at work, you used to be a nurse.
Yeah.
And being able to make huge decisions on the spot was everything because someone else's life depended on it. So maybe that's what we should do here. Maybe we should play a little mind game with ourselves. When it comes to making drastic decisions or even small decisions, convince yourself that someone's life is on the line, someone that you care about. I'm going deep here.
There is a life on the line.
There is.
It's yours.
It's yours. But that's the thing, people don't care enough about themselves. Not enough people care enough about themselves to make a dramatic change. That's why they don't go to the gym. That's why they eat shitty food. That's why they continue to drink every night. They don't care enough about themselves. But when you put someone else that they care about into the equation, then they can make some pretty big decisions very quickly.
I think they go hand in hand.
For sure.
Because, I mean, it's like we've talked about on here. It's like we talk about all the time. I want to do better for me. I want to do better for you. I want to do better for Joe. I want to do better for the whole team here and the community that we built. So I guess think about it from that standpoint too. Yeah, it's not just you, and it's everyone you surround yourself with. Like this decision that you make to better yourself, because your life is on the line here, and you're holding yourself back. If you can't do it for you, do it for the people that you surround yourself with.
Well, that's the part that can paralyze people, though. So it's a double-edged sword, because if we say, okay, this isn't only impacting me, this is impacting everyone else, a lot of people will be like, oh, shit, that makes it so much more. What if I make the wrong decision? What if I do this wrong? Oh, my God, like so many lives are affected, all this. You can't go to that place. And that's where faith comes in. That's where that unwavering positivity that we're always talking about comes into play. You have to have unwavering positivity and the belief that no matter what happens, you will prevail. You will get to the other side of it. No matter how big the obstacle, you will climb to the top of that motherfucker and overcome it. But that's something that you have to build as well, because much of society operates on a negative state. They constantly have negative thoughts going through their head instead of positive ones. I used to be that type of person until I retrained my mind to do the opposite. Does that mean I don't have negative thoughts anymore? Of course I do. But I catch them and I get rid of them. Yeah. I don't act on them. I don't allow them to unfold. And if I think about it for more than 10 minutes, it's like, hey, I'm stopping whatever I'm doing. I'm closing my eyes. I'm breathing. And I'm going to attack this thing from the inside until it's gone. But that takes years of self-awareness and stuff like that. Like we're building up that self-awareness. So we cannot allow this idea that, okay, it's going to impact everyone else around us. Is it important to realize that's going to impact people around us? Yes, because that adds fuel to the fire. That means, okay, like I need to do this, not only for myself, but for other people. But you can't allow that to stop you from doing anything in general just because more people are involved. You have to have the courage. You have to have the unwavering positivity that no matter what happens with this decision that you make, that everything is going to be okay, because it will. So many bad things have happened in my life, mostly because of decisions that I've made. But they always end up working out. And at the end of the day, if you are breathing, that means you're still alive. And that's all that matters. The whole point in existence here on Earth is survival. And if you're still alive, that means that you can still unfuck yourself. That means that you can dig yourself out of this hole that you've found yourself in, because maybe you did make a bad decision, but you're still alive. That's all that matters. You can still build yourself back up, because you probably have so many times in the past. We need to remember that. We need to remember those times that we overcame difficulties, that we overcame uncertainty, and then realize that by doing this, by taking that step into the unknown, that we leveled up, that we improved our quality of life, and that we became a better person. We could even look at it from as small as going into the gym for the first time. That paralyzes people. The thought of going into the gym paralyzes people. They start thinking, oh my God, what is everyone going to think about me? I don't know what I'm doing. All these irrational thoughts start going through their head. And then because of that, they don't ever go to the gym, and they continue living an unhealthy life, and they die at a much earlier age. And that's very unfortunate. I don't want that for anybody. But it's making just a decision like that. I need to start working out. Okay, cool. What gym am I going to go to? You look on Google, you ask around, whatever. Okay, that seems like a cool gym. Just go sign up. Don't take all this time. Don't take weeks of researching what gym is going to be best for you. If you don't like it, leave that gym and go to another one. Eventually, you'll find a gym that's the right fit for you. But that's the thing, is people try to prepare themselves so much that it's just procrastination.
And they end up psyching themselves out of the whole decision to begin
with. Right. By the time they finally decide on what gym to go to, they're over it. That fire is gone, and now they're just going to continue doing what they've been doing for another few years until finally they're like, okay, this is it. I'm going to do it. And then they research gyms for another 3 weeks, and then it's just it's a repeating cycle. The best way to break this cycle is to just start making decisions now, on the moment, no matter what it is. You go to the grocery store, okay, I need to buy some chicken. This chicken looks good, done. Stop putting so much time into thinking about small shit, because it's irrelevant. Figure it out along the way. I will say, when it comes to business, that is the one thing that just came natural to me. Even though it was very hard for me to make decisions, I never allowed any of that to stop me from moving forward. I always just knew that I was going to figure it out. And at times, I could have planned a little bit more. And over the years, I've gotten better about that. But I don't take weeks and months and years to take action. I decided to open up a gym. I found a building and I had a gym open within 2 months. At 25, not knowing anything about it. I decided to start making clothing. I started making clothing immediately. Within 2 weeks, I had the first Norse tank top. So that's what we have to do here. We just have to make decisions very quickly. And the more that you do that, and the more that you realize that, okay, this decision was the right one, or this decision was fine, or this was the bad decision, and I was able to unfuck myself and get to the other side of it, no matter what it is, you are still building that confidence, you're still building that faith, and you're just putting in the reps. It's like anything else. You put in the reps, you gain more confidence, and it's going to get easier for you.
Start small. Make the decision small, because if you do try to take on a big obstacle straight out the gate, you're more than likely not even going to get there.
I started off with looking at food on a menu, going back to that. It doesn't get much smaller.
Yeah.
Go out to eat. What am I going to eat? This looks good. Done.
Because there's it's just you. You enjoy that food. It's just you. It's easy.
And even if it's not the best thing on the menu, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's just a meal. No big deal. But over time, though, that builds into every aspect. That just becomes who you are. It's a habit. It's a habit of not procrastinating. That's what it is at the fundamental level. The reason that we don't make decisions is because we are scared of the unknown. We don't want to get out of our comfort zone because of it. But mostly, it's just procrastination. Well, I need to research this fully before doing it. We didn't have the ability to research shit on the spot until like 20 years ago, if that, 10 years ago, when the internet really started to take off.
Effectively. Right.
Imagine back in the day, say 50 years ago, so I can't make a decision unless I spend 2 weeks of researching. That would have been 3 months of researching, because you would have had to gone to the library, hope that they have a book on what you want to do, read the damn book, maybe read multiple books. It's a waste. But because we live in an age of information, we can use this amazing tool as a way to procrastinate and not do shit. And then that procrastination continues to build stronger and stronger as well. That habit of procrastinating continues to strengthen until finally you're procrastinating on every damn thing in your life. How do we stop doing that? You stop procrastinating. I need to wash the dishes. Go wash the damn dishes. I need to fold laundry. Go fold laundry. I see some garbage laying on the ground. Pick up the garbage, throw it in the trash can, even if it's not yours. As soon as you think I need to do something, just go do it. That's how you break the habit of procrastinating. That's how you break the habit of not being able to make decisions quickly. But the quicker that you can make decisions, the quicker you're going to be able to take action. The more action that you take, the more reps that you're putting in, the better quality life that you're going to have, the more that you're going to level up. It's like going into the gym. What am I going to do? If I spend an hour trying to figure out what I'm going to do in the gym, and then I had to spend another hour working out, that would be a complete waste of my time. But instead, even if I don't have a workout program to follow, I'm going to walk in, and whatever seems like the right thing to do first, I'm just going to do it. Whatever the first thing that pops into my head, cool. I'm going to start off with squats. Done.
How many decisions are on the spot life-altering? I don't think it's very many.
That's the thing. We over-exaggerate in our head. We allow this thing in our head, our mind, to dictate. We put too much emphasis on it. The brain says, oh, I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't do this. Maybe we should take a few weeks to think about it. Think about what? You need to go to the damn, you got to go to the gym. Just go to the damn gym. We don't need to think about it. We just need to go do it. But how many small things do we over-exaggerate in our head when it's not life-altering?
I think that's a significant percentage of
the time. Even your job. People stay in jobs that they hate because they convince themselves that's life or death. It's not. There's other jobs out there. Will it suck for a little bit? Maybe you won't be able to find a job right out of the gate. Yeah, maybe. But either way, you're not going to die from it. How many things are you actually going to die from if you make the wrong decision? Now, if you are a police officer, if you're a soldier, you know, you're fighting in a war, something like that. If you're in the hospital, your life isn't online, but someone else's is. If you're on the field, like you're putting your neck out there, then those decisions really count. But for 99% of the population, your decisions are not that big. Your mind is convincing you that it is a bigger deal than what it really is. You need to tell your mind to shut the hell up and just take action. Have faith that it's going to work out, because it will. It always works out. And if it doesn't work out, whatever. You problem solve. You get better at problem solving. That's the thing. Like, there's always a good thing to come from this kind of stuff. If you make a decision and it ends up being the best thing that you've ever decided to do before, awesome. Good for you. But the majority of the time, you're going to make a decision and it is not going to work out how you thought it was going to. And that causes you to, or it forces you to problem solve. Well, now you're getting better at problem solving. And then you build more confidence to make decisions that are uncertain to you, because you've problem solved so many damn times in the past that you're just like, okay, it doesn't matter. Like, I will figure it out. It's having faith in yourself. It's having confidence in yourself to be able to overcome anything in your life. And that doesn't just happen on the spot. Some people are born with more confidence than others, but confidence is definitely something that you can learn and that you can strengthen over time.
I want to talk about consciously putting yourself in these situations versus, you know, kind of experiencing life as life wants to have its way with you, because that happens very frequently as well. Consciously putting yourself in these situations, you are proving to you that you can do this versus, you know, something drastic, life-altering happened that you didn't really decide on, that just kind of gets thrown at you, just as life does. Then you're just kind of playing damage control. Like, that's exterior. Like, that's coming from somewhere else. It's not you making the decision to put yourself in an uncomfortable situation to better yourself. It's something else forcing you to do that. And I think that those two create very different mindsets.
No, I agree. They do. But at the same time, you're training. So forcing yourself to step into the unknown, to make these uncomfortable decisions, to get out of your comfort zone, that's training you for whenever life really does hit you. You're prepared. You're ready. It doesn't matter. Let's go. Bring it on. I've been training for this. I've been training for life. That should be our goal. That should be everyone's goal. You are training for life. If you're in the gym, if you're reading a book, if you're running, if you're hiking, it doesn't matter what you're doing. I'm training for life, because at the end of the day, that is all that matters. No matter what life throws your way, you want to be ready for it. Let's rock and roll. Let's go. I don't care, because I've already put myself in so many uncomfortable situations that I don't care anymore. I know that I can overcome. But how often in the modern world are we put in those uncomfortable situations that force us to make these decisions that can be life-altering? You don't anymore.
Nowadays, you don't.
It doesn't happen, no. Right? So if you're just waiting for life to put you in a position that forces you to grow, it's not going to happen very often, maybe once a year. But if you are someone that is just always moving the needle, you're always going to be presented with these opportunities. And that's what they are. They're opportunities. They're opportunities for you to grow and opportunities for you to gain confidence and to gain faith in yourself and in life, in the universe, or whatever you want to call it. You can force yourself to do this. But how do we do that? Let's dissect this a little bit. Were you going to say something?
I was going to say that has become, at the beginning it wasn't like that, but now it has become a reason why I do the things I do.
Same.
It's become a reason why I go on ridiculous hikes, why I train Muay Thai and fight, why I put myself in these uncomfortable situations.
It's because you're training.
Yeah, it's that, but it's also like knowing that whatever, putting myself in these difficult situations, knowing whatever obstacle I have to cross, it's irrelevant at that point. It's just something else.
Well, that's why we set goals. Think about it. We set goals to push us out of our comfort zone, to put us into the unknown, because we're not really sure what life is going to look like as we pursue this objective that we've set for ourselves. Well, you set goals for that reason. You want to level up. You want to improve your quality of life. And by doing so, you're having to get out of your comfort zone. And from that point forward, life will get you what you need. It will give you exactly what you need to level up in order to get to this endpoint that you want to have. But if you're just sitting around and you're not ambitious at all and you don't want anything for yourself, or for your community and your tribe and your family, you're not going to have very many obstacles because you're not putting yourself in these situations. And that's all that boils down to. Set a goal that is uncomfortable to you, that is so big that you're like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to reach this, but I'm sure as hell going to try to. And you will be faced with so many damn obstacles on your pursuit of this goal that you're going to level up tremendously along the way. Life is going to knock your ass around because what you thought was going to happen along the way is going to be 10 times worse probably. But that's okay. Good. Let's go. Because I've already been here. I've done this. I can problem solve. I have the confidence to persevere. These are the kind of this kind of self-talk that you need to be having with yourself. And if you're not having it yet, fake it till you make it. You dictate what kind of thoughts that you have to the most part, to a certain extent. Negative thoughts come in, like I was saying. If negative thoughts are persisting in my head for too long, I stop whatever I'm doing. I close my eyes. I enter into a state of meditation and I get to the root cause of it until it's resolved. If I wake up and I'm feeling a lot of self-doubt, if I'm not feeling ambitious, if I'm just not feeling good, the very first thing I do is I sit down, I go into meditation, and I start repeating this shit to myself.
That's efficiency. Because if you don't do that,
what are you going to get done throughout the day if you're just having a bunch of self-doubt?
Well, what does that look like weeks from now? It sets you in this spiral of downward emotion. And then you just get stuck wherever that happened.
Shift your perspective. What I meant by you can control your thoughts, what I meant by that was shift your perspective. You have the opportunity to do that at any given point. It just takes self-awareness. Self-awareness is one of those things, though, that once you start trying to kind of learning how to harness it, it grows rapidly. And that's how you level up spiritually, is by having self-awareness and by working on that nonstop. When you catch that negative thought, when you catch that self-doubt starting to come into your head, it's having enough self-awareness to be like, nope, this is not serving me. We need to shift this. Instead of thinking that I need to stay in my comfort zone and life needs to remain exactly how it is, I'm going to change the narrative here. I'm going to realize that I'm an absolute champion and that I can do whatever I want in this life if I work towards it and I try hard enough and I don't give up. Because that's the truth. Every single person listening to this podcast has that capability. They just have to believe in themselves, but they don't. Most people do not believe in themselves. And the reason they don't believe in themselves is because they have not put in the reps yet. They have not forced themselves, like you were saying, they have not forced themselves into these situations where they can prove it to themselves that they can overcome any obstacle, that no matter what decision they make, good or bad, that it's going to work out in the end. Some decisions will, some decisions will not.
That's been a big motivation for me. I've realized that, you know, putting the reps in and building my own confidence and trusting myself to make big decisions, life gets so much easier.
It does. I don't think twice about it anymore. I have to solve probably at least 50 problems a day. That's not an exaggeration. I have to solve at least 50 problems every single day. And now it's to the point where I don't even remember what the hell they are 2 seconds later because I'm on to the next one. And if it works out, cool. If not, then I'll figure out how to fix it down the road. But I do not have time to sit here and be like, how am I going to work on this? How am I going to work on this? No. I'm going to go on a walk. I'm going to figure it out right then. I'm going to come up with a plan of attack. I'm going to implement it, and then I'm going to move on. On to the next problem. Done. That would have paralyzed me 6 years ago, but I've had to do it so much as this company has grown and also being a parent and working on myself that now life is easy because it is, because I'm not dealing with life and death shit. And I'm very grateful for that. The shit that I have to deal with, yes, I have problems I have to solve, but they're not life and death problems. So no matter what it is, does it stress me out? Yeah. Can it get the best of me sometimes and just cause me to spiral downwards? Of course it does. But it doesn't ever paralyze me anymore. It doesn't ever stop me from moving forward. And you're the same way. Everyone here at Norse is the same way. There's a problem. Okay, cool. Let's figure it out. Okay, we're done. What's next? We don't allow obstacles to stand in our way. And that's some catchy shit, some cliche stuff that people like to say, overcome obstacles, don't let them stand in your way. Are you actually implementing that?
Are you facing those or just forgetting about them?
Right. Are you just saying, actually, I don't feel like dealing with this and moving on and saying that you overcame that obstacle? Because unless you're making that decision right there on the spot that, okay, fuck you, you're going to get out of my way because you are stopping me from reaching this objective that I've set for myself. This problem is the obstacle. How are you dealing with your problems? Are you trusting your intuition? Are you trusting yourself that you can get through this, that you can make the right decision? And even if you don't make the right decision, whatever, I can fix it later. Because a lot of these things boil down to experience too. How much experience do you have? Depending on your age, you may not have a lot. Well, how do you gain that experience in life? By just stepping into the unknown. We'll see what the fuck happens.
It's an addictive feeling, man.
Oh, it's so addicting.
It's an addictive, it's so addicting fucking feeling, man. Especially, you know, going on a brutal hike. Like, you're stepping out into, like, say we're going to Linville Gorge. Like, there's no fucking cell phone service. Yeah. Like, you're stepping out into the wilderness, the unknown. It's the same thing when I started Muay Thai. Dude, I didn't know what I was getting myself into. But I made the conscious decision to do it. And that, but besides life throwing something at me, devastating, which it does, it's going to, whether that's a death of a relative, someone you're close to, like, that's going to hit you, and it should. You should feel every bit of that. But letting that obstacle stick you where you currently are and you stay there, that's a death sentence, man.
Yeah.
You get stuck in that timeline wherever you got hurt at, but putting the reps in and making the conscious decision to make yourself uncomfortable, when something does come along that just completely rattles you, it's a good feeling knowing that you're going to get through it, regardless of how terrible it is. And it's very comforting as well. If you're that person that, you know, you're living in this little bubble of comfort that you're in, and you think that that's an easy life, and then something comes along and just rattles the shit out of you, that's a bad feeling.
I want to deal with so much shit on a weekly, daily basis, whatever it is, that it continues to get worse. And what I mean by that is I want my problems to always continue getting more intense. And I want to continue solving those problems to the best of my ability. Because, once again, I'm training for life. I want life to throw just whatever it wants at me. And I'll say, let's go. Because I'm going to grow from it. And because I have put myself in all these situations throughout the years that forced me to problem solve, to make very fast decisions, and to have faith and confidence in myself that it was going to work out, that I want those problems to continue getting bigger. And they have. Every problem or every aspect of my life has continued to result in more difficulties, bigger difficulties than what I dealt with in my early 20s.
It's oddly comforting.
It is.
Because you know whatever happens, whatever life throws at you, you're all right.
And all that takes is switching your mindset to, I'm going to grow from this. This is not a bad thing. Life is happening for me, not to me. It's not having this victim mindset. I know that no matter what difficulties I have to face along the way on this journey that I'm currently on, that it's going to work out and that I'm going to grow from it, because I will. We do not grow by doing the same exact shit every day. Not in any aspect of our life do we grow by doing the exact same thing every day. And yet people stay in their comfort zone and they do absolutely nothing expecting their life to get better. How would it? How could it? If you go into the gym and you lift the same exact weight for a year straight, you will stop growing very quickly. Within weeks, you're no longer stimulating that muscle anymore. If you're at work and you're only doing the same exact shit every day at work, you are not growing in your career. You are not moving that company forward. You're not growing the company. You're just existing. If you are a parent and you are not always going out of your way to be the best parent possible. You're just doing the same shit with your kid every day. You're not growing as a parent, and you're also holding your kid back from the best experience possible. If you're in a relationship and you avoid those hard conversations because you would just rather everything stay exactly how it is, you're not strengthening that relationship. Nothing in life grows while we are stuck in this comfort zone. Is it nice? Yeah, of course it is. But what do you want? Do you want a mediocre existence, or do you want to have a fucking legacy that whenever everyone's standing around your tombstone at your funeral, there's so many amazing stories about how courageous of a person that you were, and your wife is proud of you, and your kids are so proud that they had a dad or a mom that did everything that you did, that you set the example for your tribe and for your family. That's what I want.
That's my goal.
Right. That is the end goal.
My goal is not to have a sad funeral.
No.
That's one of my lifelong goals, man. I don't want a sad funeral.
Celebrate my life, because my life is going to be so fucking good. There's going to be so many stories because I never stayed in that comfort zone. And that is a decision that I made years ago because I realized that I wasn't growing. I knew that I wanted this life. I had this visual of this life that I wanted for myself. And I knew that the only way I was going to do that is by making huge decisions that would alter my path. I mean, that's what we're doing here. We can either stay on this same path of mediocrity, or we can say, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going this way. And I don't know what this way really looks like. I don't know what obstacles I'm going to face along the way, but I sure as hell know that's going to be better than this mediocre piece of shit that I'm currently on right now. But that's the decision that we have to make. That's the first decision. This whole episode is about that. Make the decision that you want more for yourself, that you're no longer going to live in this cesspool of mediocrity and comfort, that you're going to get out of it. You're going to crawl out of it one step at a time, one decision at a time, until you are just on a completely different path. You're controlling your destiny. That way, when you die, everyone that knows and loves you are so glad that you are a part of their life. And they continue to talk about you for hundreds of years.
Thank you for listening to another episode of The Norse Mentality. This podcast is a byproduct of Norse Fitness. We make clothing, fitness accessories, supplements, and other tools to help you reach your true potential. You can check it out at norsefitness.co. And if you found this episode beneficial, please share it with a friend. That way we can continue to make a bigger impact and change the world. Thank you for your support, and we'll talk to you soon.